We're back. The Outside
Episode
Noise Show.
15, The Outside Noise Show, coming to you from back in Seattle, Washington.
We're here and we're ready to rock and roll. We're about to tear the doors off this podcast and off wherever you're listening from, whether that's in the car, whether that's in the library and you're studying, whether you're walking to class, whether you're at the beach, wherever you're at the gym, if you're at the mountains and you're listening, the doors are coming off. We're ready to go.
Get ready to be entertained.
This episode's going to be wild. We're fired up. I'm fired up. Edward, are you fired up?
Couldn't be more fired up. We're doing this early morning podcast. I got a lot of energy. Woke up out of bed. Just had 10 hours of sleep last night. Needed it. But yeah, I'm fired up.
The voice is sounding much better, Edward.
Yeah. Sorry we're coming out with a little late again because my voice was absolutely thrashed yesterday and the day before. But we're back. So we left you guys hanging on who won the last draft from last week's episode.
I'll get right into it. I mean, I'm going to get ahead of this. Edward won. Okay? And I'm not happy about it. We'll go back over the list.
I think it was my first draft.
We'll go over the list. No, you've won one before. You won the country's draft.
Maybe I did. But, yeah. Did.
Or no, you won the bodies of water draft.
That's right.
Because I blew it and took a stupid waterfall.
Yeah, that's right.
But
that's
right. The teams were, Edward's team, the winning team, was Tom Cruise, Harrison Ford, Sylvester Stallone, and Scarlett Johansson. My team that lost was Bruce Lee, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Angelina Jolie.
So that's that. I won
that
out
of the way. Let's get into the banter, Edward.
Yes.
What do we got? What's been going on this week? You were at Stagecoach. How was Stagecoach? Tell me about that.
Yeah, so Stagecoach was a lot. That's why I think my voice was gone and I got a little sick for sure coming back from that. But yeah, it was a great time. You're drinking a lot every day over there, but I love getting in the sun in Palm Desert. I will say this is going to be part of my rage of the week, but the couple of headliners were terrible. But Morgan Wallen, the Beach Boys were great. I love to see the Beach Boys. Yeah. I mean, Trev, you know the whole Stagecoach scene. It was same old, I'd say. Just a lot of craziness. Just a lot of people there. Just, yeah.
A lot of people, good crowd though. Everyone's nice. That's what I love about Stagecoach.
Everyone's nice until you start bumping into them and then they want to fight you. I thank God Ethan was there to save me from a couple of encounters, because there was one time when I was fully surrounded by, I think, like 5 or 6 people ready to just beat the you know what out of me. And Ethan was able to kind of defuse that and then I just ran away. But because when I get dancing, especially when I'm kind of in boots and I'm not as agile as I should be, I bump into some people every once in a while. That's just kind of the cost of the dancing. And some people do not get too happy about that.
This reminds me, Ed. So I was at Stagecoach last year with Eddie, and a video just popped up on my Year Go Today, and it's me recording you in the honky tonk. And you're just a bull at a china shop. You're bouncing off people. And the caption is just, dance with Ed if you dare. And like, girls are all like, what the? Like, they're like looking at you like, what is this guy doing? And you're just full blue bandana tied around the top of your head. It's like shooting up in the air like a Santa hat. And you're just headbanging, bouncing into people, shoulders going everywhere, hips going everywhere. Your feet are kicking. It's wild. It's a bull in a china shop.
There's definitely a couple of videos of me like bumping into like older guys and them like just looking at me like, what the heck is even going on? Like some of them weren't even mad. They were more just like, what the heck? Like what is happening?
I didn't even know what to think.
I also got I got booed on the bus ride back on the last night trip for some reason we were in the front of the bus and the bus driver thought it was a good idea because the aux wasn't working to hand the microphone back so we could either play music through the microphone or to sing. So I immediately grab it and just start busting out a couple songs and like they're like, it's so loud, like you're a terrible singer, shut up. And then I like kept going and then they started everyone was just booing me. It was brutal. And
what were you singing?
So many songs. I was doing Twist and Shout. I started Tiny Dancer. I thought was going to be a great hit. And just people just booed me. And I was like trying to get a bit. Because I was going to be so happy if the whole bus like jumped into Tiny Dancer with me. No one did. I was just, hold me closer. And just no one. Boo. Turn it off. And so that was kind of a bummer because I was so excited. It was the last night, just kind of get one final hoorah, and then kind of got shut down.
Oh, I'm sorry. But if you know, if I was there, I would have sang along with you.
Of course. And like people in the front of the bus were kind of trying to sing along with me, but I'm not gonna lie. If I was in the back of the bus and some random dude was just belting out songs, then his voice wasn't that good. I'd be pretty upset.
Your voice
too.
Is gone too.
And, what? Yeah. The voice wasn't fully on at that point. That was probably a main contributor of why the voice ended up being gone.
Oh, wow. But yeah, so you got two songs out, or how many songs you got?
I got like two and a half, and then the mic got snagged for me.
Did you stop because of the booze, or did you try and power through and find some rhythm?
I powered through the booze for sure. I was like standing up, like looking at everyone, like trying to like get them involved, you know? And then it was not the best scene.
Oh no! Yeah. Oh well, I wouldn't expect anything less, Edward.
Yeah. So,
did you lose anything this time? I know last time you lost your wallet, credit card.
Did not lose anything this time. I bet I left some stuff at Jack's grandparents' place, though. I left some stuff last year that was on my bed when I got there this year. A couple shirts and like a little box of my stuff. And that was pretty awesome. You know, Trevor, I've told this to Trevor and Jack before, but whenever I lose something, I'll look for a second, but if I look for a long time, I just think I'm going to stop looking and it'll show up. You know, that's kind of my rule of thumb. Things usually show up. So don't spend and don't get all frustrated looking for it. Just kind of let it come to you. And that's worked for a lot of things in my life. There's a few things it hasn't worked for. But for example, right now I'm in the middle of letting my Viore shorts just show up to me because I'm pretty sure they're at Trevor's house, like I've said a couple times, but I'm just going to let them show up. Right now I have no idea where they are.
So funny.
Kind of my rule of thumb.
Okay. But, oh, that's great, Ed.
So yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I mean.
So that was Stagecoach. I'll have a little more to talk about that with my Rage of the Week, but yeah. In other news.
One thing I noticed, so our picks so far for the NBA playoffs.
Oh yeah, they're both still
going good. Yeah, because the Celtics just won their series, which is my pick, and the Nuggets
beat
the
Lakers.
Yeah, they just beat the Lakers.
Jamal Murray is
over the Lakers. I was such a big Lakers fan in high school, like before LeBron, like when it was like Lonzo and Kyle Kuzma and Brandon Ingram. I loved the Lakers. Even though we weren't that good, I watched them every night. I just thought it was so fun, and it was a team I really wanted to root for. Like LeBron sucks, dude. Like, he's a great player, but he's just, how do you root for that guy? I just can't.
Some people
stand
are diehard LeBron fans and will root for whatever team he's on.
But why? It's like he just doesn't care. He has like this attitude where like, yeah, he's done everything. He's at the scoring record. He's won championships on multiple teams. He's great. And he's done all these awesome things. But now his whole like ideology is like, oh, it's just basketball. Who cares? And it's like, bro, then retire. Like, what are you here for? Like, I don't want you on my team.
I want
a guy that wants to win, even if they're not that good. I'd rather have people that are like dying. It's like the Lions and the NFL. Like, they just want to win so bad. Like, I want a team like that where they just want to, even if they're not the best team, they aren't going to win at all. I'm over LeBron. Okay. I don't want LeBron either. I'm going to take a hike.
Trevor talks over LeBron. Heard it here first. I do want to see him play with Bronny, I will say.
Yeah, go somewhere else. I don't need this charity league.
Were you a Lakers fan or a Clippers fan?
Let me have my team back.
Girl, yeah.
Well, I've been a Lakers fan, but I haven't been a Lakers fan in the last couple of years because I can't stand them. I don't even like.
It's fair.
They're not likable at all. I'm just over it. I'm also the biggest basketball guy in the first place, so I'm not going to act like I'm this huge diehard. But I just can't stand them. I don't care.
So yeah, NBA. I haven't been really watching too much NBA playoffs since the Warriors got knocked out. But yeah, that's a quick update. Both of our teams still alive. Ryan Garcia, Trev, we just talked about this last week on the podcast about people taking steroids. He just got caught for steroids before this big fight that he won. And people are pissed because they had a lot of money on different fighters and whatnot. And that's just kind of obviously a big advantage.
He smoked that guy too.
Yeah. But do you think he was taking steroids? Because he said he wasn't taking steroids.
For sure. This is what I said last show. Everyone's doing it, especially in MMA. In a lot of big sports, but they're like these designer steroids. They're beating the tests. And yeah, the test caught up with
him. I watched a video of Ryan Garcia that he posted on Instagram, and he said he wouldn't even know where to get steroids. So if he doesn't even know where to get them.
Bro. That is so.
He's a world champion boxer.
He's a world champion boxer. He's like, his coaches know where to get him. Everyone knows where to get him. People are probably offering them to him.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, so he was basically lying then, is what you're saying.
Totally. What was he supposed to do? I mean, honestly, to the truth and be like, yeah, I'm sorry. You know, I just wanted to win.
But he's doubling down, so he might look like even more of an idiot if it does come out that he was.
I just don't know. If you're not taking steroids, how do you fail a drug test?
Yeah.
Like, that's not just in your Wheaties, bro. I don't really care. I don't like boxers really that much at all. They're all good.
It was just kind of a big fight. It was interesting to see that he was on steroids. Okay. Are you ready for a draft?
Big draft this week. I'm very excited for this one. This is right up my alley. I know. I think this is kind of up Edward's alley, too.
Yeah.
I think it was Edward's idea, though.
Oh, we should have had guy in the corner guest appearance for this because he loves sauces so much, but it's okay.
He does.
Guy in the corner is sauce and dips.
Sauces and dips will be drafted by me and Edward. I think we're going to do four picks each.
Four picks each. Sauces and dips.
And no snake. Just straight up tradition.
No snake? I mean, you can't really snake with two people. Okay.
I think you could.
Rock, paper, scissors, Trev?
That's rock, paper, scissors.
Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Two. Oh! Oh, I think you're going to take my one, too.
I got it.
You're going to... Oh, no.
All right.
Oh, good, Edward.
This is the 1-1. The 1-1-1-1. Because...
You're going to take it. I already know.
It's like, I have it so much. I have it probably almost every day.
Oh,
in some form or the other.
I'm already writing it down.
And it's guacamole. Yep, I saw that G. I saw that G get typed out in the doc already. Yep, guacamole.
Okay.
Just pick 1-1. It's just so versatile. It can go on almost anything.
That's a great pick.
Toast.
That's the guac.
It can go in with meat. It can go with salmon. It can go with, it's just, everyone knows guacamole is the best. And it's healthy for you, too. It's like actually healthy for you. A lot of these dips are not going to be healthy for you, but that is healthy for you, and it's the best tasting one. Oh, thank you for
helping. Oh no. Okay. All right. I gotta pivot.
Pivot.
Okay. Not gonna beat myself up here. So we got plenty of good picks here. With the second overall pick, I'm gonna go barbecue sauce.
Okay, barbecue sauce for the second pick.
Edward, what do you got for me here?
I'm so glad I'm getting my favorite two dips sauces here. My second pick, I don't know if Trevor even had this on his board, but for me, Trevor, you should know.
It's hummus. Steal.
It is hummus.
Yeah. If you gotta...
When you put hummus around me, I'm just going to eat it.
Hummus is in the fridge and Edward's in the house, it's good.
It's gone. Like, I feel bad. It's like my kryptonite. I always tell my mom, if there's hummus in the fridge, like, I'm sorry. It's going to be gone by the time I go back to school. Like, it's just, it's done. And I tell her not to buy it because I'm going to eat the whole thing because it's so good. And it can go with everything as well. Like, hummus and any sort of carb is just the best. It's the best thing you can ever eat. I usually try to do carrots and, like, cauliflower and stuff, but, ooh, hummus and a carb. Damn.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm glad you took that because I thought about it, but like no, that's like not my pick. I'm gonna go number two on my list as Chick-fil-A sauce.
Ooh, that's good. I recently had that with you in Vegas for the first time.
It's so good. Okay, your pick.
Okay, oof. Now I don't know what to go now because there's so many left. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna go. Okay. I'm going to take pesto sauce.
Yeah, I thought about it. It wasn't on my list, but I thought about it.
Pesto sauce. Yeah.
Pesto's very good.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the best. I think that's the best sauce you're going to get for like a pasta sauce.
Quick pause. Trev, did you let the drafting group?
I'm doing it right now. That's a good pick. I like pesto. One thing I learned about pesto, it's very high in calories.
It is, but you know why it's high in calories?
Mostly olive oil.
mostly all low, which is a healthy fat. Good. It's a good calorie.
That's great. Okay, for my pick, I'm going to go... Okay, I have three that I really want here, but I can only pick two. Can we do five rounds?
I think we took four.
I want to do four. Okay, fine.
Four. That's what we said before the draft started.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I'm just thinking. It's more stuff for the viewers to hear.
Yeah.
With my third pick. Give me. See, I don't know if I should round my list off or if I should just take the best available pick.
Are you gonna be the Commanders or are you gonna be the Niners?
I don't understand.
The Commanders of this draft took every best available pick. Like best player available. Niners didn't do
Niners.
Let's hear it. Pick three for Trav.
Alright. I'm gonna go with ketchup.
Ketchup? Nice.
Ketchup's a great sauce.
It is.
Great sauce.
Classic. Classic sauce. Or dip. I definitely call it a dip. Or sauce. Sauce. Okay.
Wow, either way.
Pick four for me. I feel like pesto's already kind of down this alley. This is another classic sauce. Like, this list can't go without this sauce. I already have two dips. Now I'm going to go with another sauce. And if you can phrase this better, but like just tomato red sauce.
Marinara sauce.
Yeah. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. Marinara sauce. It goes on pizza, pasta. Yeah.
Okay. That's a good pick. I like it. You're going a lot more sauce route. I'm going a little more dip route.
Well, my first two are dips. Yeah. Second two are sauce.
Yeah. It's going to be so easy for people to be like, okay, that's so easy.
They're going to know.
The hummus just gave it away.
They're going to know.
I wish you got guac. I feel like that would have been. Okay. But with my fourth pick, I'm going to go ranch.
Okay. I know.
I'm going to go ranch. I love ranch.
If guy in the corner ends up voting, he's voting for your list 100%.
Well, mine's more like traditional dips. Yours is a little bit, you're more sauce, and like hummus is very niche.
I didn't pander. Hummus isn't, is hummus niche? It's just so good. I don't know how people don't.
My honorable mention though, can I put honorable mention that? Can we not do one more? Can we do five?
Let's do honorable mentions.
Are these going to be included in the draft or no?
No.
Okay. My honorable mention is buffalo sauce.
Okay. Honorable mention, tzatziki sauce, salsa.
Yeah, tzatziki. Tzatziki is very good.
Tzatziki. And then, like, salsa is pretty, like, yeah, it's a pretty common one. I've never been
to Yeah.
It's definitely good.
When you compare it to guac, though, it's just not guac beats it in every regard. Night and night. I know. If I would have gotten guac, I might have taken salsa, too, at the end.
But. The one I was going to say I wanted to do was olive oil, but then I thought that's not really a sauce, right?
Yeah, you would have blown your list up at that.
Okay, yeah, okay. I'm glad I didn't take it. Okay, is that text into the draft chat?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna send it to a couple of different people too.
Yeah. Send that thing out there.
Oh yeah, because people did respond to who wants to be in the draft. So if anyone else wants to be in the draft,
let us know.
We'll throw in the rotation.
Yeah. Okay. Trev, I think you had an ad you wanted to get going to.
Oh no, we got the Family Feud segment.
We do have Family Feud segment. Okay. Family Feud segment. This was a fun one to do last week, so we brought it right back. And let's see. I went first last week. Do you want to go first this week, Trev?
I'll go first this week. Okay. So giving you the questions first or answering first?
Answering first. I give you the questions first.
Okay, yeah.
And I'll tally your score, too.
Okay.
Okay. So, the first question.
Hold on a word.
Okay.
I'm going to lock in.
Get that mind right.
Small step.
Okay, this should be it. This first one's gonna be an easy one, I think.
Wow,
name something on the table at a restaurant.
Silverware?
Yes, that was the third response with 17 points.
Was plate number one?
Menu was the number one answer.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think of that one. 48. I thought of candle, and then I thought of silverware.
Yeah, candle would not have gotten you anything. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Glasses was number two at 20. Okay. Name a food that children do not like to eat.
Spinach.
Spinach is not on there.
Oh, no, what were the picks?
Fish for 35, onions? Brussels sprouts 22, broccoli 21, egg 17, avocado 5.
Eggs?
I don't know, weird. Eggs is a weird one.
All right.
Okay.
Ice cold so far.
Ice cold so far. Name a favorite food of children.
Mac and cheese.
Bingo. Number two answer. 26.
What was one? Pizza?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, that's a good
one.
And
I can tell you from being a Manny that those top two are exactly what they eat every single day. Mac and cheese and peanut butter jellies is all I made. Okay. Next question. Name something you wear on your head.
Hat.
Yes, number one answer. 31. That was pretty straightforward. Okay.
I was thinking like maybe glasses, like as I said, hat. Like,
yeah,
hat.
That was on there too. Okay.
What else is it, like scarf?
I scrolled down. Name a popular souvenir you might buy while on vacation.
Keychain. Oh, magnet.
Do you want to say keychain or magnet? Magnet?
I'll say magnet. I was hard on magnet.
Magnet, 9. That was the fifth response. 9 points.
Dang. What was keychain?
Keychain was 21 points, number two. T-shirt was the number one answer for 43.
Okay. Is that it or one more?
That's it. That was 5.
How many points is that?
Okay. 17, 26. Do you want to start going with me and I'll add these up as we go?
Yeah. Okay. You ready to rock and roll, Ed?
Yeah, hold on. Let me just add these up really quick, actually. Okay, you got 73 points.
Oh, that's just abysmal. 73. Okay.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. Edward, are you ready?
I am.
Name something you find in a breakfast buffet.
Okay, you know where my mind goes, to eggs first, but I'm going to say, I feel like pancakes.
Pancakes is not on the list. Eggs was the number one answer.
What? No!
It was eggs, bacon, sausage, say, potatoes, juice, coffee, melon, cereal.
That's a trick.
That's crazy. Okay. It's okay. I didn't do good either, so you're totally fine.
Eggs.
All right, yeah. If there was a store that only sold husbands, most people would try and buy one with what?
Okay, I mean, there's a couple different ways my mind's going here. It's probably on a website that's kid-friendly, so.
It's pretty normal.
With money.
Husband with bank money. Bank account is number 1, 2, 3, 5 answer with 10 points.
How many points? 5?
10.
10, okay.
Yeah, number 5 pick, but 10.
What was the number one answer then on that?
A job.
Oh.
I was going to give you job for money, but then I looked down and bank account was 10. So I was like, that's more like money.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Name a professional sport where the players make a lot of money.
Football.
Number one answer, 29 points.
Nice. Needed that. I really needed that.
Yeah. Okay, two more questions. Name something you'd do if the person sitting next to you in the airplane had BO.
Okay. So you tell them.
Tell them was, it says, so there was change seats was number one. Cover nose was number two, turn head 3, endure it spray perfume, and then yo, you reek. I guess that would be Talon.
Yeah.
That was 3 points.
Oh, no. Okay. I really okay. got to show
this
them.
One, though, this one I purposely wanted to end on with you because this is kind of up your alley.
Okay, okay.
And this could... Let's see. Let's see how many points you need right now, actually. You need, you have 39. You have 42 points right now. So you need, like, 31 points.
Okay. How many points is the number one answer worth?
Number one answer is only 22.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll give you a new one.
Okay.
This one has enough. If you get the number one answer, you'll win.
Okay. Okay.
Name a state that has a lot of sports teams.
California.
Number two answer. No. That's 30 points. So you have 72 points total, and I have 73.
No, number one
was New York with 33 points. Yeah, so that would have gotten
over
the cusp.
Think too. I was thinking either New York or California.
That's crazy.
Okay, let me do your math again just to make sure.
I'll re-add it up. So
yeah,
that would be 59 plus 13. Yeah, 72.
Yep, you beat me.
You had 0, 10, 29, 33.
I botched the eggs answer so hard.
Yeah, because I even when I was like saying, I'm like, okay, this is kind of like a lob for Ed.
Yeah.
And then you were like, I was going to say eggs, and I'm literally looking at it as the number one answer. I was like,
brutal. Absolutely brutal.
Ugh. All right, well then, I won by 1 point. That's great. We both had off weeks.
Yeah, that was definitely an off week for me. Dang.
Compared to last week, we had like 173
points. You were cooking last week.
Yeah, you had 170. I had like 180. That was crazy. Yeah, that was terrible.
Dang. Okay. Well, all right. I think.
Well, we're going to move on.
Do you have an ad here before Eddie eats? Or?
Yeah, so we have an ad break. This episode of the Outside Noise Show is brought to you by no other than our friends over at Grits. Give your day the excitement you deserve with Grits. So thank you, Grits.
Okay. Thank you, Grits. I don't really know what a grit is.
Grits is like a breakfast. It's like a little mash.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yep. Thank you, Grits.
Yeah. Very delicious. Very delicious. Thank you, Grits. Okay. Moving on. We did it last week. We're here again. I would like to invite the listeners and Eddie Eats.
No.
I'd like to invite myself back to Ed's Love Nest.
Oh, my God. We're not doing
for the next 7 minutes, we are going to be tackling the complex issues that relationships have. And Eddie Eats is going to be leading that. He's going to be spearheading this segment and offering his advice on how to solve relationship problems.
Who did you get these questions from this time?
The listeners had sent them in, and they're in desperate need of our help. And us here at the Outside Noise Show, in specific Eddie Eats, are going to help. And we're going to do everything we can to give people guidance when in their time of need. So, Edward, are you ready?
No, I'm not ready. But I guess shoot away.
Ask? Okay. So you're ready, Ed? Just want to make sure. Edward?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Okay. The first question sent into Ed's Love Nest for our Eddie Eats to answer. How do I get my partner to finally understand that I'm fine doesn't mean I'm actually fine?
You know who's saying that I'm fine in this?
So in this case, the person sending the question is telling their partner, I'm fine. And the partner is saying, okay, cool, and going about the day where the person in the question wants their partner to realize that when they say, I'm fine, that doesn't actually mean that they're fine.
Oh, gotcha.
And that means that they need to talk more.
Okay. Firstly, I would say to stop saying you're fine if you're not fine. First thing. Mm. Second thing, I think the person who's getting told I'm fine should also be able to pick up a little bit if the person's actually not fine. So I think both parties are at fault here. But if you really are not fine, I think you just gotta say that. Or maybe when you say I'm fine, you use some body language, like some like I'm fine. Like
so maybe get a little more sassy.
Yeah.
Get a little more sassy is what you're saying.
To make it obvious that you're really not fine, but you're saying I'm fine. But again, I think this stems back to just kind of saying what's up, you know, not saying I'm fine. So yeah.
That's great advice. Sometimes you're not always going to want to hear the advice that Eats is going to give you here in the Ed's Love Nest segment.
Yeah.
And if you're going to send in your questions, you got to understand, you know what? We're going to put you in the mirror a little bit. And Ed Eats will shy away from that. So we hope that helped. We're now going to move on to our next listener question.
Oh, God.
Question number two. How can I gracefully hint to my partner that leaving the toilet seat up is a crime against humanity?
Okay. Oh my God. Okay. So for this one, I would be in the boat of being in Crimes vs. Humanity because I tend to leave the toilet seat up a lot. So I grew up in a house with three boys and I always leave it up. I think it's not. Okay. You know what is a crime against humanity? Is leaving the toilet seat down and then peeing all over the toilet seat and then letting the next person come in and go in to go use the bathroom. And there's just pee on the toilet seat. So I think that's worse to do. Like, would you rather have that? Or would you rather have the toilet seat up when you go in?
Wow, so not a lot of support at Eddie Eats in this.
Not a ton of support. Question. I mean, oh, like, of course, if
you can't just put the seat down when you're done?
If I know I'm in a home or, like, an Airbnb or something where there's also girls using the bathroom, I will consciously try to put the seat down. But, like, if I'm at my house or, like, in my fraternity or something, I'm not putting that seat down. I'm leaving that thing up because I know the chances are the next person going in there is also going to pee standing up and they're just going to not even think about the toilet seat. See, I don't even really think twice about the toilet seat.
So you are making the conscious decision to let that thing breathe.
You could say that. You could say that. But I do try to put it down if I know that there are girls that are planning on using that bathroom. So
okay,
but this turned into a question about me.
Tell them, be like, hey,
you
took it personal. But that's great. That's what the Ed's Love Nest segment is about breaking down barriers.
That's my perspective on it. Take that with it as you will. But
okay, that's good. All right. Well, once again, you're not always going to get the answer you want from Edward, and that's the beauty of Ed's Love Nest. There's no barriers here, and we're all just speaking our minds.
Oh my God.
Last question, and this is one that I think a lot of people are going to be curious about. Eddie Eats, what are signs that a relationship may be unhealthy or toxic?
Oh my God. I think the whole I'm fine thing might be an example right there.
Ooh,
I also think
geez. If someone, I don't listen anymore.
I also think someone cares too much about like responding sometimes,
like via text message.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm
a little too dependent on text messages.
Yeah,
you say okay,
or like toxic. What's toxic? Like anytime you scream, it's pretty toxic. Screaming, I'd say, is not okay.
Anything else? What else comes to mind? Like, what do you ever see someone in their relationship and you're like, whoa, that's not cool?
When they force food, people to eat foods they don't want to eat.
Okay. Okay. Well, to our listeners, send this question in. If your boyfriend's ever feeding you food that you don't want to eat, cut ties. That's bad news. You heard it here first from Eddie Eats from the Ed's Love Nest segment. God.
This is the last time we're having
that was great, Ed.
Love Nest segment, I think.
The viewers have become dependent on this segment, Edward.
I don't think so. I don't think anyone
cares. You are a part of many relationships you don't even know about, and you're helping them. You're taking their hands. You're taking both their little hands. And you're walking them through,
dragging them right through
the thunderstorms that they're going through, and you're bringing them into nice green, pretty pastures with no clouds and sunny skies. That's what you're doing here, Edward. So don't sell yourself short, and don't sell our viewers short. This is a weekly segment, and we're happy to do it for everyone. Eddie is very happy to do this for all of you.
Mm-hmm.
So we're now going to take a step out of Ed's Love Nest. We were there. We're no longer there. Let's get right in to our bread and butter. No pun intended, Eddie Eats segment. even though Eddie would never eat bread and butter.
Yes. Okay.
But let's get right into that.
So this Stagecoach, I would go demon mode after getting back, because we don't, because you start drinking at like 2:33 and then you kind of stop eating at that point. You have like a big lunch and then you go to Stagecoach and you're walking around and you're dancing, burning all these calories. And by the time you get home, you're like starving and you're still pretty drunk when you get back. And we would just go demon mode in the kitchen. Just tear it into bags, fridge, everything you could think of. So definitely bad boy at those nights.
What were you getting into at nights, Edward?
All of the above. We finished 3 containers of dips and then put them back in the fridge. And we got woken up to Jack's mom coming into the room going, why would you put these empty containers back in the fridge? That was kind of brutal.
How many tortilla chip bags went down?
There's definitely some chip bags that went down. I was having Fritos. Like, what the heck? What the heck's even going on if I'm having Fritos, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. Lots of macadamia nuts.
Mm.
Yeah. But anyways, wow. On other stuff with Eddie Eats, we were getting fed by Jack's mom, which is amazing. Had some Caesar wraps. I was eating very unhealthy this entire week, but I kind of had to because I was in someone else's home.
Then have your Brussels sprouts and your sweet potatoes.
No, I didn't touch a sweet potato for a long time, and I got back yesterday and I really indulged on a big sweet potato.
Oh, yeah. Ground beef bowl. That was the whole works.
Oh, yeah. Big old ground beef yesterday as well. I might have my first egg since the challenge ended, so that's pretty exciting. I'm going to see how that goes down / tastes, because I haven't had one.
How are you going to cook it up there, Edward?
I think I'm just going to go, you know, classic scramble. Classic scramble.
Nice classic scramble. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I also kind of want to try, Trev, that I've been seeing on Instagram, is people get their ground beef and they'll like cook an egg, but kind of soft, and then they'll put it in the ground beef and kind of like stir it up. It looks so good.
That's right up your alley. That checks a lot of boxes in Eddie's world.
I think I'm going to try to do that. So that's Eddie's segment. Yeah. There's a lot
That's awesome, Edward.
Yep.
A lot of being a little bit of a bad boy
hot dish of the week. Trev, you go for it. Hot dish of the week.
Okay, my hot dish of the week. This is something that I recently discovered and something that I knew about, but I never thought I'd really get too involved with it. So this is a new beverage. I'm going to the beverage this week, and I actually have one right here with me. It's not exactly it, though. So my specific hot dish of the week is Olipop Orange Squeeze. It's a probiotic, like, soda thing that doesn't really have sugar in it, but it's delicious. And I love it so much.
Orange Squeeze.
So it's Olipop is the brand, and then the flavor I like is Orange Squeeze. Because I don't really like, like soda pop, like Cokes and the like root beers. But I like the like fruity. So like the Orange Squeeze is very good. Second would probably be Tropical Punch, but Orange Squeeze is delicious. And I actually have a similar brand, but it's a poppy orange flavor. And
oh, look
I'm not
going
to be enjoying
the
that.
Pop on Live podcast.
But they're friggin' delicious, dude. They're so yummy. And especially because I'm kind of transitioning out of drinking a lot of caffeine. And I think a big thing that I liked about, in specific, energy drinks, wasn't even really the caffeine, but it was such a sweet treat. So like while I was studying, I'd be like, oh, I'll have a little sweet treat. And it also like get my mind flowing.
It was more a habit.
So now I'll just, pop open, not even a habit, but just more of like, that sounds good and like yummy. So now if I want a little sweet treat, I'll just pop up a little poppy or a little Olipop. And
read me the ingredients in that thing.
So we've got ingredient 1, sparkling water.
Good.
Ingredient 2, organic cane sugar.
Yeah.
3, orange juice. And then organic apple cider vinegar.
Oh, love that.
Agave.
Love it.
Lemon juice and stevia.
Nice. How many grams of sugar in there?
5 grams.
Oh yeah, that's not terrible at all. That's good.
Really yummy. Really yummy. I like it a lot. But the Olipop is better than poppy, in my opinion.
Gotcha. I have a quick
question.
If Poppy
comes knocking at the door, possible friend of the show, friend of the program, Maybe I'm a poppy guy now, because I did buy a 12-pack of poppies before poppy. I found Olipop.
I like the name, too. I like the name, Poppy.
That's fun.
Trevor Talks, I have a Trevor Eats question for you.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Have we had any more Rice Krispie incidents since last week?
I may have indulged.
May have indulged. So I just want to remind the viewers that Trevor will wake up and not remember eating Rice Krispies, and he'll wake up with wrappers next to his bed of Rice Krispies. So somehow he wakes up in the middle of the night, finds the box of Rice Krispies. The box he's showing me is now empty of 60 bars. And he'll eat them in his sleep. And he doesn't remember. And these bars, it's not like they're like in like right next to his bed. They're in the closet hidden, so he won't do this. And he will eat them in the night. Sometimes it's 3 bars. Sometimes he said the most is like 8 bars. And I just tell him, why do you keep getting the boxes and put them in your room? You know, if your sleep self is just going to just attack them at night.
Okay. I'd like to defend myself. I prefer to get ahead of these things, but I'm not ahead of this one. Eddie put me in a corner here, and I'm not going to try and battle out like a little honey badger, but I'm going to defend myself. I'm going to hold my ground. So to answer your last question, why I buy them is because I convince myself that they're like a pre-workout snack, and then if I eat them before the gym, I'll get a good like pump going and I'll feel good in the gym. I never eat them before the gym. I always just go to the gym. But in my mind, that's how I buy them. Secondly,
okay.
I don't eat them in my sleep and not remember. Actually, that's exactly what I do. I wake up and I don't recall it. And then I look down and there's...
And you have a feeling.
No feeling. I feel great. God. I feel like I slept the whole night through. I wake up and there's 4 to 8 wrappers just in my bed, next to my bed, on the ground, on the headboard, just scattered. Sometimes like a hat. Like, so I go through phases. I've done it with protein bars too.
And see, that would one be
time,
better.
Or more than one time, I dropped one in my bed. So it looked like a big brown poop stain in my bed. Because I was just on, I woke up, it was underneath me, like half of a protein bar. So I don't know. I get hungry. My mom's like the same way. My dad does it too. Everyone, yeah, like it's bad. I don't know.
Because I remember you did this on semester. Did you wake up and, or did you remember doing it then or no? Because remember you would rattle them.
Then I did. Then I did. Because on semester C, I showed a room with Jack, a friend of the show, and I would have to be a lot more sneaky when I did it, even though one time. So when Cesar C, we had very small rooms. It was like 2 twin beds, a tiny little walkway, and then a closet and a bathroom. And one time I was opening the closet, creaking open to get my protein bar, went to grab it, dropped the whole box, went do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And then somehow I tripped and fell into the other door and slammed the door closed.
At like 2:30 in the morning, going for your nightly protein bar.
3:04. Yeah. Well, because it gets to a point where I have to do it every night. Like, I'll get in these phases where every single night I wake up.
You must have brought so many protein bars with you. Did you restock during any countries?
I had to. I
gotta say, that's a lot of
protein. I brought 60.
60, damn.
I think I brought 320 packs, and
those were gone. But
like halfway through, in Croatia, I found these like granola bars.
Just like, and these are what you have to do.
Crush them, whatever.
The worst
ever happened was I was living at my grandma's house when I was in like high school or whatever, because my house flooded, so we were remodeling or whatever, and I swear, I would wake up in the kitchen making cereal. Like, I wouldn't even come to until I was, like, in the kitchen and, like, had already cereal poured, and I was, like, making the milk. And, like, it was
Well, it's crazy because, like, do you have sleepwalking outside of, or is it only food sleepwalking? Because I feel like you don't have any other incidences of sleepwalking, but it's only
food. Well, I don't have any other reason to sleepwalk.
I want to see, like, a doctor diagnose this. This is amazing.
I would like to get like a camera, because
if I throw
Rice Krispies in the trash and eat them, I don't know what happened. Like, I truthfully don't. The only time I really know is when I see the Rice Krispies, then I'm like, oh, I guess I kind of remember that. Like, that makes sense. It's not like I wake up and I was like, oh, it's so bad. Like, it's like, kind of like a dream.
Yeah.
But it's such a good dream. So yummy. Especially Rice Krispies.
That's
I love
crazy.
It. In my like, head, Rice Krispies are like a health food because people like eat them. Like, in my head, I'm like, these are for the gym.
Eat them for the gym, yeah. It's so not
a health it's food. Not. I don't know.
No.
But they're so good.
Wow. Okay, well, my hot dish of the week is... Trevor's holding up two full 60 boxes of Rice Krispie treats.
No, one of them's empty. This one's empty. This one's like a third full.
Ridiculous. Crazy.
My favorite ones are the M&M ones, by the way, if anyone's wondering. Not the chocolate. The ones that are all chocolate aren't as good.
Okay. My hot dish of the week is chicken bowls made from Jack's mom. She set up this huge row of different options, and you got to go through and make your own chicken bowl like you're at Chipotle or something. It was so cool.
Wow.
You know, the chicken, the avocado, the rice, the veggies. It was like your own in-house Chipotle. And it was awesome. Awesome experience. So, yeah. That was my hot dish of the week.
That's awesome. Edwin, we have the draft results.
Oh,
so
okay,
I know
before
we get into Rage Rave of the Week.
I know.
I don't want to forget. Okay. So, it looks like... Oh, wow. It was a landslide, Ed.
Oh God, I knew it would be. Hey, oh, I didn't pander though. I didn't pander.
Wait. Actually, okay, wait. Hold on. My eyes originally deceived me. Okay, so team one. Jeez. Okay, so team one got one.
Let me just go over the teams again while he's looking at it. So team one was me. I had guacamole, hummus, pesto, and marinara. Team two, Trevor Talks, had barbecue sauce, Chick-fil-A sauce, ketchup, and ranch. And the winner is...
Dude, this is rigged. Oh, no. Okay. So I sent it in our traditional Goobies group chat to draft it, and it was a tie. It was 3-3, but I sent it to Brooke to get just more people.
Yeah.
Team one wins. Eddie's team wins.
Let's go.
Back-to-back
draft champions. I love it.
That's
Thank
terrible.
You, Brooke. Shout out for the win. The winning vote.
You were right, though. Joe picked mine.
Yeah, I knew Joe was going to pick yours. What about Blake?
Blake picked yours. Team one is 100% Ed, and I'm going to have to go with it. Sorry, Trev.
Nice. I love it. Okay. That's awesome. I'm going to get into my rage of the week because it's kind of a long one. But my rage of the week, I don't know if you heard about it, Trev. Oh. I might have a little pause here. Oh, are there?
You sound good.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. My rage of the week is Eric Church at Stagecoach. It was abysmal. Mm-hmm. Absolutely awful. He gets up there to sing. Because Eric Church, I usually like him. Like, I like his music most of the time. I've been listening to him a lot lately. Kind of leading up to him. And he gets up there, and he doesn't sing one of his own songs until 50 minutes into his concert. 50. And his sets are only like an hour and a half anyways. So he gets up there, and he's all acoustic. He's only on his guitar, acoustic with a gospel behind him. And he didn't sing like four or five of his main songs. And his biggest song, Springsteen, he just sang really quietly on a guitar acoustically sitting down. He sat down the entire concert. He had over 100,000 people at his fingertips, and he could have gotten people pumped up and like excited. Everyone's like waiting for him, the big headliner. And he just lays an egg, sits down, doesn't do anything. People on social media were ripping into him, saying it was career ruining. Like, he's never going to get asked to headline a show again. Like, it was ridiculous. People were pissed off. It was.
Wow. Yeah. I actually watched that a little bit on, my mom was playing it because I stopped by my house on, I think it was like Friday night or whatever night he played. And yeah, it didn't sound great. I mean,
just like, wasn't it?
The only songs I really heard were him covering like Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, it was just so confusing. Like, what is going on? Yeah, she was trying to be like all gospely. And then, okay, then also Post Malone, people, I might get ripped for this, but he had an way better. He could have been way better. He played White Horse Road, which is really good, and a good song from Toby Keith. But other than that, he didn't play a lot of songs people knew. He could have like blown the roof off playing like all these country bangers that like everyone knows. And he really only played like two or three hits, which is weird because like he could have picked any song he wanted to for his set, right? He could have done whatever songs. And he just didn't really, I don't know, he didn't really do it for me. He has a great voice, and I thought a couple of songs are amazing, but he just kind of, he could have been
What songs better. Would you have liked to hear him perform?
Just, like, there's so many famous country songs, right? From all these, like, so a couple of Luke Bryan songs would have been really fun, you know, a couple famous Tim McGraw songs, but just, it because he was trying to go really, like, really
Don't
old.
Take the Girl by Tim McGraw.
Yeah, well, he...
Don't
he,
take the girl...
He tried to go really old school country, and I think he went way just too old, and no one really knew him. It was kind of a bummer.
I think he played songs that he likes, which is cool, and because I've heard like even I'm gonna miss her when I get home, that song.
Yeah,
like that's not maybe a super popular song. Like obviously in its own regard, it is, but that's songs he just likes, and that like made him like country and songs he likes performing. So I think he was honestly just true to himself and played what he liked, and that's not always going to be hits. And you got to think this guy's a little bit older too, so he didn't
pander.
Obviously, he grew up listening to like Luke Bryan and stuff. I bet, but a lot of the songs that he liked probably weren't songs that maybe people our age would think about.
Okay, that's a good perspective on that. But yeah, I was just a little bit upset about it. But it's all right. Okay, yeah. What's your rage, Trev?
My rage of the week this week. It's crumbs. So I, for whatever reason, in my apartment, there's always crumbs all over the floor everywhere. Not really my room, so try and keep it nice and tidy, but especially in the kitchen. And I'll sweep the kitchen all the time because it's annoying. Like, especially when you're like barefoot, you can like, why are there crumbs on my feet? It's just gross. So
yeah,
I always have to wear socks in our apartment now because there's just always crumbs on the floor from something somehow. Even like, I'll sweep, and within an hour, there's crumbs on the floor. So I don't know how that's happening, but crumbs are bugging me. And also, I've noticed this, they'll get at like the foot of my bed because I'll have crumbs on my feet, and then I'll get in bed, and they'll be like my socks won't notice.
Yeah.
And then I literally a couple of days ago, I was on my bed, or I was like by the foot of my bed grabbing like a surfboard or something, and I was like, dude, there's like sand, like it was gross. So I'm washing my sheets right now. But
maybe it's the Rice Krispie crumbs just in your
bed. It's not Rice Krispie crumbs. It's not Rice Krispie crumbs. It's not.
Okay, got it.
It's not. I can see you think that, but it's not. It's something different. It's also sand. I don't know. It's just.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. The things on the floor. It's kind of buggy. Gotcha. Because also, I brought a vacuum down and we lost the charger. So we haven't had a vacuum in like 8 months.
Oh, dude, I need a vacuum really bad too.
I have a vacuum, it's not a charger.
But yeah.
That's my original crumbs.
Rave, okay, my rave of the week to turn things up a little more positive here. I have two raves. My first rave is my iPhone battery. It's changing my life. It really is. Compared to my last one, I can go the whole day now on one charge of battery versus...
Wow.
Yes, with my old phone, I could go maybe an hour and a half, and then I had to charge it and be out of batteries. So my new phone is just... life-changing. It really is. Especially for Stagecoach, that saved me because I would have been screwed. Well, that would have been just had a dead phone, but my phone was very charged. My other rave is Jack's parents cooking food for us and being very hospitable because it's kind of tough when a bunch of drunk 22-year-olds are running around and eating all your food and making messes and stuff. So, and yeah, so very grateful for them. Trev, you look like you had some breaking news or something.
No, we're good. we're good. Yeah, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, sorry. Got a little wager on the line right now, but...
Got it.
The Cubs blew a 3-run lead, and now it's the bottom of the 10th inning.
Oh, God.
Anyway, we're good. We're okay. Yeah. It's a $5 wager. My rave of the week. It's the summertime. It's coming upon us. We've had some nice warm days. We had a week this week was every day was above 70 and every day was sunny. No clouds, nothing. And I'm happy for to be back because I know I'm in California and everyone's like, oh, it's always nice. But it does get cloudy and it's rainy. I don't like that stuff. I'm not for that. I'm for sunshine. I'm for UV and I'm for being tan. So that's what I'm excited for is the summertime. And also, I'm pretty much done with school. I just finished a class. I had a final yesterday. Turned my project today. So one class down. I've got three finals next week, Tuesday, one on Tuesday, two on Wednesday, and then I'm done. I'm done with all my assignments. I have no more.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I have no more assignments or anything. So I'm so pumped. All I need to do is study for some more finals. And honestly, I feel pretty prepared. I've been paying attention to a lot of my classes. So I'm ready to rock and roll. This final I had yesterday was like the hardest. I wouldn't say the hardest class, but it was the one that I wasn't as prepared for, I'd say. Like my hardest class, I gave a lot of like priority to and I like make sure I'm on it. Where this was like second hardest, and I definitely didn't put as much time in on it, but I studied and I was ready to rock and roll, and I'm feeling good because I feel like I got a good grade in that class, and in a week I'm gonna be summertime.
Dude, that is amazing.
Gillis next Wednesday too with Brooke.
And you're seeing Tim Robinson tonight, right?
I'm seeing Tim Robinson tonight with Jack and Ethan, big friends of the show, and Spencer, John.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it'll be a good time. I'm pumped.
I have another quick grade,
and it's gonna be nice and sunny.
Slip in really quick. Trev, I think I sent you guys this. Jed Fish, the UW football coach, came into our fraternity yesterday to hype us up and gave us pizzas, which is super cool. He's a new UW football coach, and we have a big spring game on Friday, so he was kind of trying to promote that. And he came in, and we got so hyped up for him. And they posted it on like UW football and stuff, and it's pretty cool.
That's sweet. I went to the UCLA spring game on Saturday.
Oh, nice. Was it very packed?
That was fun. The tailgate was, but then no one went to the game.
Dude, I think we're going to pack the hell out of our stadium for the spring game, especially just after we like made the national championship and stuff.
Oh, I'm going to be pumped. What are your aspirations for the season? What would be a good season for UW in your eyes?
I don't think we're going to be very good next year, but I think the year after, we're going to be really good. Next year, I think just a winning record, honestly, because we have some tough opponents. So,
yeah, especially after having such a good season.
I know. It's going to be tough. But, yeah. Anything else you need to cover here, Trev?
I think we did it. Summer.
Happy, glad you had fun Stagecoach. Have a great weekend for all of you that are listening up on the mountaintops or in the cars or...
Exactly, at the beach, wherever you are.
Look at that. We're getting good at this. We're about to hit right on the hour mark. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. No, we're perfect. Well, we appreciate everyone listening. We hope you enjoyed, and we hope that the Ed's Love Nest segment really helped all the people
that
struggle with their relationships.
Oh,
that's what
my
here for.
God.
It's not just a comedy show.
Thank you.
Everything. It's a one-stop shop podcast. We're going to give you everything you need. We're going to give you relationship advice, food advice. We're going to make you laugh. We're going to make you cringe. And
it's the one-stop shop. It's the one-stop shop.
One-stop shop. Okay. Bye-bye, baby.